A business coalition of Australia's largest manufacturers is warning the Ford job losses announced last week will be nothing compared to other retrenchments unless there's intervention by federal and state governments to ensure access to cheaper natural gas. The group says a gas supply crisis will come to a head by 2015 because gas currently earmarked for domestic manufacturing is going to be diverted to export, leaving Australians to pay one of the world's highest gas prices despite having one of the world's largest supplies of natural gas. Sue Morford is chairman of Manufacturing Australia. Sue Morford, what's going to happen if the government doesn't intervene as you want it to do?
We need the government to intervene because we need to ensure that there is good, competitively priced natural gas and available in the quantities we need. Otherwise, there could be almost 200,000 Australian jobs that could go over the next 5 years. And there could be a loss of 12% of the manufacturing value add, which is significant because the value add of manufacturing is about $160 billion. We could lose up to $28 billion a year.
You're saying that you could lose 200,000 jobs. From what areas are you talking about?
Mostly from the agriculture, in terms of making fertilisers, aluminium, construction, glass products, bricks, paper, they'll all lose jobs.
You're saying could lose those jobs. How certain are you?
Fairly certain. We've just done some major research and we believe that there's about 9% of direct employees plus their add-on, which has been the big deal with Ford over the last week. It's not just the Ford jobs that go, but it's all the add-on jobs. And we believe that there will be double the number of jobs in total. So there's the 100,000 manufacturing jobs, and then there'll be the 100,000 add-on jobs.
Everyone would like cheaper gas. Why should your group, under Manufacturing Australia's flag, get access to cheaper gas?
We're not asking for cheaper gas than we've currently got. We're asking for a domestic market price. What we need is continuation of that until such time as the market settles. The problem, Tony, is that we are exporting. We're potentially going to export the gas that is currently being used for domestic purposes.
What you are proposing would cost jobs in the gas industry, wouldn't it?
Negligible. Negligible in comparison. 5% in the new gas industry, there's 4,000 ongoing jobs that will be part of the LNG process. There's jobs in the setup and they got to occur anyway. What we're only looking for is 5% of the gas that is being produced over the next 5 years that's going out with export, 5% of that to be earmarked for domestic use.
Is the government hamstrung in doing that by long-term overseas export market contracts?
Yes, but they're not government contracts. They're commercial company contracts. The government has just given off the leases and given off the licences for contracts for the Australian gas. So the difficulty is, it would be like as if we were exporting our water. Because we had a market to sell our water, we just go and sell all our water without taking into account the fact that we actually need water here in Australia. What we've got here is an industry that is one of the major backbones of our economy, and no one is taking into account its needs.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
The chairman of Manufacturing Australia, Sue Morford.